Recordings have started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the GNS Overview Working Party call on Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2015. On the call today, we have Jen Wolf, Klaus Dahl, Avery Doria, Chuck Zone, Colin Jackson, Laura Covington, and David Maher. I show apologies from Rafik Damick and Michaela Nylon. Our guest speaker is Richard Westlake. From staff, we have Larissa Gernick, Charla Shambly, Marika Coney, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Jen.
Thanks, and welcome to everybody. Appreciate your time again here within a short period of time since our last meeting. I thank you all again for taking time to gather here today so we could continue the conversation on the draft document prepared by Westlake. Richard and Colin, we're glad to have you here, and certainly I'm not sure if there was a mix-up last time, but appreciate that you're able to be here today. During our last call, we were actually able to work our way through the entire document, capturing comments from everyone during our call. So I think what we'll spend the lion's share of our time today on is Westlake providing any introductory comments that they would like to make and then responding to the questions and comments that were recorded and raised during our call on May 4th. Of course, we'll have time for any further comments, questions, observations from the group to provide to Westlake, and then we'll close out just talking about our schedule for the ICANN 53 meeting in Buenos Aires coming up here in June. So with that, unless there's questions from anybody, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you, Richard, to provide an overview, and I'll keep an eye on the Adobe Connect so we can pause and ask questions along the way. So over to you, Richard. So I see Richard is on Adobe Connect. Is he having audio problems?
And Richard, this is Terry from staff. I don't see where your microphone is activated, so you'll either need to dial in. Oh, he's sitting with Colin, and we're getting the dial-out request for them now.
Okay. Then we'll just hang on for that for a moment. Does anybody else have any other comments or observations? I know we're kind of waiting to hear from them and get their comments and feedbacks from our last call. Yes, Larissa, please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Larissa. While we're waiting, I just wanted to let everybody know that the Westlake team has had the benefit of the transcripts, the recordings, emailed comments, and all the exchanges that have taken place subsequently. So even though they weren't able to join the call last week, they should be well briefed and prepared to dive right into the key items that were raised, questions, comments, and clarifications and such. So as soon as they're able to join us on the line, they should be prepared to dive right in. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Richard, is he on the line yet?
Not yet, Jen.
Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and use the time and just talk about the schedule during the upcoming ICANN meeting so that we're as efficient as we can with the time we have allotted. I know that there are really busy schedules, and we're trying to find a time for us as a working party to meet face-to-face. I know, Larissa, did you have any opening comments that you wanted to make on that, or did you just want to open it up to see what some thoughts were on what time frame might be good?
Hello, everybody. Larissa again. I wanted to brief everybody on the fact that we reached out to all the constituency groups to find out times on everybody's schedule where the Westlake team and staff could provide brief updates on the status of the GNS review, particularly because while we're in Buenos Aires, public comment period will be going on. So Charlotte has reached out to many people and is coordinating availability and schedules, as well as we have a time designated to provide an update to the GNSO Council, and then I believe, again, we're trying to carve out some time during the public meeting with the GNSO. Sharla, did I get that all straight, and is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of the different efforts that are underway to brief different groups in Buenos Aires?
Yes, this is Charlotte for the record. Most of the constituency groups have responded back to me that they do not have their schedule set yet, so I'm just continuing communication with them. But in the meantime, we do have June 21st scheduled at 14:30 for a community update with Westlake, and then June 24th at 1300 on the schedule for a council update with Westlake.
Good morning, everybody. It's Colin here, and I'm happy to say we've now finally succeeded in making an audio connection. With me, I have Vaughan and Richard Westlake.
Great. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us today. I'm sorry you're having some audio problems, but glad you're here. Why don't you go ahead and take it over from here, Richard? We would just preface that most of the call today would be you providing some opening comments and then responding to the questions and comments raised during our call on May 4th, and then we'll open it up again for more comments and questions before we close out today. So I'll turn it over to you, Richard.
Thank you, Jen. That's great. Look, what we wanted to do was, first of all, say thank you to everybody for the valuable comments we had so far, both before and at the last call last week, and please accept our apologies for the time zone issues. What we wanted to do today was really just to give you a little bit of an outline of the excuse me, our thinking as we came together with this latest review, and you will notice that we have made substantial changes in this version compared to what we had last time round in the original working text. So thank you again to those who provided the commentary beforehand. Perhaps just looking very briefly at this report, and my apologies for the major tome it has become. I hope some people have managed to work their way through, and we notice a few people indeed have. But the report summary is designed for those either who want to, will know that they have an interest in some of it, but maybe not all, but want to get an overall view, or those who simply don't have time to get. And what we've tried to do in the summary is to capture the essence of the entire report. It's got all our recommendations. It doesn't, of course, have the supporting information. Then we've got the text, context and methodology, just so that people understand where this has come from, what it is, and also what this report is not. And I think there are still a few misunderstandings there about what the terms of reference might be. And then we've gone through, in the next five sections, the key recommendations that came out of the previous review of the GNSO. We summarized what the board's recommendations or board's decision was based on the board governance committee's recommendations, our assessment of how effective those have been, what has been achieved in particular, and our also recommendations for further changes, updates, improvements, enhancements. And then the final section is the one that reflects the fact that the world has changed significantly since the last review, and we've tried to look forward, obviously with through a little bit of a fog, but we said there are a number of major developments here which we don't consider that the GNSO necessarily was equipped or was set up to be equipped to handle, given that its original conceptual structure really goes back about 10 years or more. And we're thinking particularly the changing demographics and diversity of the internet user compared to the main membership of the policy-making bodies that we see around not just the GNSO but ICANN generally. The internationalization that has come with that, with the IDNs, the new GTLDs, which clearly are taking us into a whole new world of domain names. And then we have also, because so many people did comment on the GNSO structure, I think it's 120 in total, either in interviews or in feedback on the 360, we have commented, we've made some observations, And we recognize that the structure is very complex, but in reality, they're form rather than function, in our view, in terms of what the essential the key issues are within the GNSO. We think to have those, to try and rebuild something today, before anybody has really defined what the underlying problems might be, would be a distraction, which is why we have not recommended substantial structural change, other than, of course, what we've said in terms of constituencies and the establishment of new constituencies. And then at the end, of course, there are a whole lot of appendices which we hope are supporting information, and when the public draft goes up, they will, of course, be complete. All the quantitative information from the 360 will be there. Most of the interviewees are listed. There was a small number, as we've noted, who did ask for anonymity of the fact that they had even spoken to us. And we've got various other things, such as, for example, our proposed revision of the operating procedures. So, Jen, that in summary is where we got to. We certainly appreciate the fact that a few members of the working party have already come back to us with some commentary, and we have been looking at those. We haven't made any of those changes at this stage because we don't want to do that and then get another lot of feedback through the working party before the closing date for that. Well, we might find we're having to amend amendments and can't actually recall what it was that we were amending. So, Jen, thank you.
Can somebody from staff, do we have a listing of all of the comments that were made during the call on May 4th available?
We've got the transcript.
No.
All we have is a transcript.
No, we have the voice recording, Jen, but we don't have a transcript.
Oh, you don't. Okay. But you have had a chance to go in and listen to the call. Is that correct?
Yes, I went through.
Okay. Larissa, I see. Go ahead, please.
This is Larissa. We do have a red line version of the document, and I'm not sure if that's the version that's loaded into the Adobe room that takes the draft report from Westlake and incorporates all the comments, starting with Chuck and Avery and Philip, I believe, and others that have submitted comments. So that may be what we're looking at already. That would probably be our best, closest record of all the comments that have been received and the portion of the report that they pertain to. I hope that that helps.
Yes. Can I just get some assessment from the group? I hate to have us go back through everything we talked about on the last call. Does anybody have anything in particular that they want to make sure they get a response from Westlake? Or would you like to see Westlake provide a response in writing to all of the comments? Can I get some feedback from the group on what you would like to see at this juncture? Or do you want to go back through the document? Chuck is saying a response in writing would be fine. Okay, so I'm seeing that as a comment. Larissa, did you have your hand up again? Oh, Richard?
No, sorry about that, Jen.
Okay. Richard, did you want to jump in?
Yeah, Jen, what I was going to say was in response to the comments, we were proposing to adopt the same as we did with the original working text, which was to tabulate the comments we'd received and simply the rationale, in particular where either we have not incorporated or we've done something slightly different. Where something is incorporated, we don't think that an explanation is necessary because people can see that that's come through.
Okay. No, very good. And I can see on the – I hadn't seen this document that's up, and so maybe we can have that circulated out to the group. But that is certainly helpful. It looks like we've got all of the comments that were made now inserted into the document itself. So I think if we get a response, Richard, from you all in writing, so we just have some accountability to go back and see that, you know, those comments were addressed and answered in one form or another, I think that would be helpful for us in keeping track of what we have. And Chuck, I see he's saying Yes. Does Westlake, do you have any comments or questions to the group or particularly people who ask some of these questions that you would like clarification on their concerns?
Yeah, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Jeff,
go ahead.
We've already started the feedback table as we did last time round. So we are keeping a record as we go, and we certainly thank you. Those are the red line comments you see on the screen at the moment. Those are the ones we have worked through. We have, in our own internally, responded to, but not yet made amendments to the major document because we're still waiting to see the collective whole at the close of the working party comment period.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions? While we do have some of the people who are asking a lot of questions or commenting during the last call, do you have any questions for them?
Jen, as far as we're concerned, no, thank you. We've got sufficient questions to deal with, I think, in the red lines.
Okay. Okay, well, then let me just ask the group, would you like to go through the report one more time, just section by section, to add any further comments? Or does everybody feel comfortable with where we are given the time frame? And the opportunity, of course, everyone will have the opportunity again when this is out for public comment to provide further comments. But while we are working here with Westlake, please jump in. Aubrey, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Aubrey speaking. We seem to have the same people on that we had last time. I certainly don't have any new comments to make, and if there's not going to be any responses to those comments, just saying them again certainly doesn't seem necessary.
Okay. No, understood, and I don't want to waste anybody's time, and I appreciate that we've got a lot of the same people on the calls and that we've already gone through this one time, so I think certainly we clearly have that accounted for, recorded, and we'll be looking to the Westlake team to provide a written response. And I think we're moving on. I don't know if you all on staff might have the timeline to put up, but we're moving towards our June 1st date for the draft report to open up for public comment. Does anybody have any concerns about that date as it stands? Okay, so I'm not seeing anything. So I think we've done a good job here in terms of, providing a lot of feedback and really watching to make sure that all of the feedback is being heard and responded to and documenting that for the community so that if there are questions that arise at a later point in time, we can certainly go back to that record. I don't want to waste anybody's time, and we have some time scheduled here, but are there any other comments or concerns that you'd like to raise with Westlake about the report itself? Yes, Chuck, please go ahead.
Sorry about that. I was on mute. I just have one question. I know you've already communicated this, but to refresh my memory, how long a comment period are we talking about?
So the public comment period starts on June 1st and ends on July 20th.
So we're talking 40 days, what is that,
yeah.
50 days?
Yeah, almost 2 months, not quite, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
So I know you had raised a concern last time about that being too short of a time frame. Do you still have a concern about that?
I think that goes far enough beyond the ICANN meetings that I would hope it's okay. We wouldn't want it any shorter because it has the ICANN meetings in the middle.
Right.
I'm okay with that. I mean, it's better to err on the longer side, although we're getting into summer, and the closer you get to August, I think the worse it gets. So I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. And I think that's what will be helpful, too, if, going back to our discussion about meeting during the Buenos Aires meeting, if we can meet as a group and check in on where we are, what we're seeing in terms of public comments. And as we had mentioned in our last call, we'll start to look at the implementation, impact. What does this mean? How do we take this and move forward? And I'll just add, we had mentioned this last time with staff, if it might be possible to take a look at all of the recommendations that Westlake made and match up a matrix of anything that overlaps with other work that's being done in the community, that might be very helpful for us to see as just a quick visual snapshot so that we could talk about that during our in-person meeting. Richard.
Jen, it's Richard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Jen, thank you. I was just simply saying, in case anybody hadn't picked it, that we, Westlake, will be in Buenos Aires, and I think we do have a brief session with you scheduled during that meeting. So Colin Jackson and I will both be there in person, and that'll be in the middle of the public comment period, as you say. So we've got that process available at that stage as well.
Great, thank you. And I think, as Charlotte said at the beginning, there is a public meeting during the Buenos Aires meeting. That's correct, Charlotte. Can you just remind us of the date that's tentatively scheduled?
The community update is scheduled for June 21st.
June 21st.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Chuck, did you have something new? Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. And that June 21st is the Sunday, so I assume that's as part of the GNSO working sessions. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. Is there another public scheduled meeting to update the community at large, or is it just that meeting?
This is Chuck. I think they said there's also going to be one for the GNSO Council on Wednesday.
Okay.
But the reason I raised my hand was to ask, do I understand correctly, I think this was said early in this call, that if constituencies or stakeholder groups would like to have a session on constituency day, that they could request that? Is that correct?
That's correct, Chuck. This is Larissa. That is absolutely correct. Charlotte has reached out to a number of people, and she's gotten responses, and will continue to follow up to schedule that.
Thanks. And I will also alert the registered stakeholder group and CC David, since he and I are the ones that have been on this most consistently, and about this, just as a reminder. Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. Aubrey, please go ahead.
Thanks. Aubrey again. I just wanted to check on a couple things. So I forget which person from Westlake had said this, but so they're still waiting for any more comments. Can you remind me, what was the last date for working party comments on this second draft?
I think my recollection was that this call was the last time.
Okay. I didn't remember a date. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, this was intended to be the wrap-up call for any other comments. Particularly since we're just a couple weeks away from June 1. So I don't think we need to continue it unless we need additional time, and we could certainly ask for that right now. But did you have a concern for needing additional time?
I just wanted to know what the time was. I don't personally have a need for additional time. I don't know if anyone else wants to speak to that. The other thing I wanted to make sure I had understood correctly is that we will get a write-up similar to the one we got last time, where it mentioned most of the people that had put out comments and what the treatment of those comments had been, correct?
Yes, that is
so
what
we'll get another one of those. Okay, that's what we're
going to get another one of these. And it looks like that staff has a red line, so we can get the red line out as well. But yes, we want to see a table format like we did the last time, where who generally made the comment and what Westlake's response was, so that we have a complete record of all of the comments made by our working party and Westlake's response. So we should have that available. Are there any other? I don't want to keep everybody on the call, but I also want to make sure we've covered everything. Anyone? Any other comments? Questions? Concerns about the timeline? We're planning for Buenos Aires.
Jen, it's yep. Larissa. So the planning for Buenos Aires is a bit challenging, I think, as Charlotte had flagged for you before the call. It would be really helpful to get some feedback from the working party as to what would be the least onerous and challenging time for us to attempt to do a face-to-face meeting, given everybody's very, very busy schedules. If we could get that feedback on the call, we'd really appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. So putting that out to everyone, I know, again, as Larissa said, everybody has a busy schedule. Is there, particularly for those of you who are very active, is there a particular day or time frame that would be best for us to try to come together? Chuck?
Well, that's very hard to answer except in fairly general terms until we see the ICANN meeting schedule.
Right.
I think it's fairly safe, at least for me. I don't know about for others, but that constituency day is not a good day, which narrows it down to Monday or Wednesday, and certainly not during the GNSO Council meeting on Wednesday. So I think we probably have some time on Monday, some time on Wednesday, other than the GNSO Council meeting, and probably Thursday up until the public forum. But I mean, that you can't get too much more specific than that until we see the schedule.
Right, of course. Is there any objection to an early morning or later in the day meeting for anyone if they need to look at those times? Avery?
I'm fine with early morning. The later in the day do get more difficult for some reason. Sorry, I'm eating dinner while talking. And choking on it, too, if that's any consolation to anybody.
No.
I put something in there that I wanted to make sure got heard, is it can't conflict with any of the CWG or CCWG stuff.
Okay. Well, I know for Larissa and staff, I know it's not an easy job to try to find a time, and we certainly appreciate it. And I, Chuck, I agree, until we see the final schedule, it's hard for everybody to know when they've got other commitments. But I think that is at least helpful, and we will certainly try to find a time that works best for everybody to be able to participate. And, you know, certainly apologize in advance if we happen to find a time that conflicts with your schedule.
I think the idea of an early morning, this is Chuck, an early morning meeting is worth considering. I wonder if you want to do a doodle poll for early morning meeting. I know in the case of the registries, we're going to have fairly early meetings on constituency day, so that probably doesn't work on Tuesday, but maybe Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, early mornings. And I don't know, the women... the meeting for women usually occurs in an early morning, so it'd be good to find out when that is so we don't conflict with that. But maybe a doodle poll once you know that for Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday for like a 7:30 meeting or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know, and I don't know if that works for most people or not.
Chuck, I know you said constituency day is bad. Is an early morning on constituency day still out of the question? Or
it looks like the registries, we have a couple interest groups that are going to meet before. Our registry meeting is not till 9, but we have a couple interest group meetings that are going to be early. But let me ask David, because David, I think you're on the call. David, are you going to go to either of those interest group meetings that are going to occur early on constituency day?
No, I'm afraid I won't be able to go to Buenos Aires.
Oh, you're not even going to be there. Okay. I probably won't go to the interest meeting, so constituency day, as far as I'm concerned, I can't speak for Brett or others that had volunteered on this group, but so early morning on Tuesday would probably be okay for me.
Avery, I see you're jumping in. I'm trying to remember.
There's a possibility. I'm not sure whether any of the non-commercials are having early meetings, but I think it's possible. And just out of coincidence, are the community, is CTAG doing an interest group or not? On registry side.
I'm sorry, which group, Avery?
The CTAG, the community applicants.
I haven't seen anything, but
okay.
In the registry call the other day, I think the GOs are, and NTAG may be doing early meetings this time instead of at a totally separate day. But I mean, that It could be that they are. It just, I haven't seen it.
Okay. So it sounds like an early morning might need to be what we need to do. I think a doodle poll makes sense. Maybe as we get a little bit closer to the meeting when we have more announcements made, and then we'll try to find a time. And I'm certainly open to meet early if that's what we need to do, or at least find a time for us to be able to gather in person. So we'll plan on launching a doodle poll as we get a little closer. Aubrey, was that a new hand? Did you want to jump in again?
No, it's an old hand.
Okay. Okay. Well, like I said, we know the schedules are tight. We'll work on getting that scheduled, and certainly if you're not able to be in Buenos Aires, hopefully you'll be able to join by phone, depending upon what time it is. And I want to thank the Westlake team for being here today, and thank everybody again for all your hard work and going through the report. I think it's very helpful that we have the summary. We all know and discussed last time that's what people are likely to read. So we thank the Westlake team for putting that summary together, and we'll work towards getting some of these additional refinements ready for us to discuss in person in June. So if there's no other further comments or questions, we'll close this meeting out and then plan to reconvene during the ICANN meeting next month in Buenos Aires. Any other final comments? Final call?
Jenny. It's Richard here, if I may, just very briefly, just to say thank you to everybody who's taken such an active interest and given us such constructive feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you to staff for all your hard work in getting everything prepared, and we will look forward to seeing everybody in person in the next month. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Marion, if you can please stop the recording. Once again, the conference has been adjourned. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines.